WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Let's strap on our tool belts and get out our calculators. The focus now on home improvement. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't know what it really costs to do a home remodeling project. To talk about it this morning, Noah Mishkin is with us, the founder of CraftJack, the parent company of ImproveNet. We're going to talk a little bit about a survey and some really cool numbers that appear on ImproveNet about this morning. But first, let's welcome in Noah. Noah, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm one of those people that I always miss the price as well whenever I have a project going on. But the thing that surprises me is that more people, make sure I get this right, overestimate the cost of a project, or is it underestimate the cost of a project? It's underestimate.
Yeah, surprising, isn't that? The results were that we found homeowners are typically overestimating prices, which is, I would have thought the opposite, that you would underestimate for the cost of remodeling, and most people don't really know what a project will cost. But that was surprising to me too, right?
Yeah, I just always assume it's going to be more expensive. But the survey that appears on ImproveNet and you guys commissioned shows about 15% is what the overestimate is for remodel cost.
That's right. And actually, it's funny because a few years ago I had this idea, this thought that there are three things that we as human beings are most surrounded by in our daily life, but typically know the least about. And that would be, in my opinion, maybe your car. You know, you're driving it mostly every day and something goes wrong. You got to talk to a mechanic to figure out what's wrong with that. And your body, right? You're surrounded by nothing more in your life than your own body. But when something goes wrong, you got to talk to somebody. And then the third thing that I thought of is someone's house. Something breaks, and most often you're going to have to talk to a professional to come and fix it for yourself. So when it comes to your house, you're going to talk to somebody, but you're going to find out what prices are. And we did find that people were pretty off, and that might actually lead to people hesitating to do any kind of significant remodeling project, this idea that's going to cost more than they feel like they can afford. But in reality, it's going to cost a little less than what the survey has shown us.
Yeah, and going a little bit deeper into there, the labor costs is where people overestimate by a lot. Actual labor costs, about 36% lower than people thought. What do you think is behind that?
I think that there's just a lack of awareness or understanding of what goes into it, how long something would take, what people's time is worth, honestly. What surprised me, actually, was how accurate typical homeowners were on the cost for materials. They were only off by about 2%, which in my mind that's pretty spot on, if I can estimate within 2%. So people got the materials pretty spot on, but the labor costs, yeah, I mean, you know, you never know what's going to cost. When I hire a babysitter to watch my kids, I never know what someone's going to charge, and they could be wildly off. So I think when it comes to just people's cost for their labor, their time, it just varies a lot.
Are there certain projects that are overestimated more than others? Like, for instance, do people miss the numbers most on the kitchen or the bathroom or the bedroom, or do they all come in about the same?
Actually, they varied quite a bit, and what we found was the widest margin of error was the bedroom. People were pretty much guessing about 42% off by the cost of bedroom model, which is sort of surprising. There's not a lot that goes into remodeling a bedroom. If you're taking into account like a master bathroom, prices are going to, you know, jump there. But for the most part, it's a pretty low cost renovation area.
Yeah,
people are pretty spot on when it gets to like kitchens and stuff like that. That wasn't too bad, about 13% off.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's because, you know, we can go online and see how much kitchen stuff costs, some of the materials. As you were telling us about the materials part of that, I was thinking, well, I've done that. I've gone either to a place and kind of priced out the materials or done that online. That probably helps a lot of people out.
Well, you know, actually, I find myself wandering the aisles of any of the big stores out there with materials, and when I want to get into a project, a lot of times I start my own as a DIY, a do-it-yourself, where I'll get into it, see how far I can get, but at some point it's more like a DIY, why didn't I call somebody? And so from that point, I've already done the research. I've probably bought a lot of the materials myself, and I just need somebody to come in and say, show me where I messed up and help me fix this and finish it.
Is this a geographical thing? I'm thinking some areas of the country might be more busy with contractors than others, and some places might be more expensive than others. How does geography play into this?
It varies. I mean, what we find is that obviously in any of the major metropolitan areas around the continental United States, you're going to have a lot more work to do as a general contractor, and prices are going to be in demand. So as you get into more of the rural areas, there is less of, I would say, like a competitive strategy there. So it does vary pretty greatly around the United States.
Well, here's the million-dollar question. How can we, as consumers, what are the tips for us to not only find the best price, but the right price when we're doing home renovation projects?
That's a great question, Steve. So I would take it pretty much like any other major purchase. You want to be really well-informed, a conscious consumer. That's really one of our main goals on ImproveNet, is to help homeowners get more of the information before they even tackle a project. And just like the survey itself showed us that a typical homeowner is off by what they estimate a project will cost, that's what we do, is we try to help homeowners get the information before they even jump into a project, which means, you know, what things might cost, how to plan for a project, how to prepare for a project, maybe how long it would take. Do I have to move out of my house during this kind of project? Any of these questions that you might be asking yourself. But in addition to that, the biggest kind of feedback and suggestions that I can give to any homeowner out there is to shop around. Just remember that if somebody gets in front of you and gives you an estimate, they're going to want your business, and you should consider that. But also, it's the timeline is up to you. There's no sense of urgency unless it's like an emergency project, like your roof is caving in. So take your time, and you want to evaluate the contractors that you have coming into your house. And just like I said, when you're buying a car or buying your house originally, you're going to take your time to shop around and ask all the right questions. So you want to vet your contractors and ask them, you know, are you licensed, insured, bonded? You know, ask for referrals, read about them online, see their portfolio, because sometimes when you're looking for a contractor, it's about the bottom line, what they cost. But oftentimes, it's really about finding that perfect match, a contractor that will understand your vision and help you execute on that on the same page. So find out who it is you're talking to and if they're the right person for that project.
Well, talk to us a little bit more about ImproveNet and CraftJack. One of the things I like about ImproveNet is there are calculators there, there are cost guides. You can also search for pros as well in the area, but the calculator part of this and the cost guides, those are key to making sure you have the best information when you start interviewing people.
That's right. We update those pretty regularly, and what we want to do is find out, just like your previous question about what it costs to do a project in different areas, we're going to lay that out for you by geo averages and by size of the project. So, you know, ImproveNet, it was really started as a consumer-facing brand behind CraftJack, and CraftJack is our pro-facing brand. So that's where contractors use our service to find new projects and opportunities to help grow their business. And ImproveNet is really for the consumer, for homeowners. And our main goal there is to give homeowners as much information as we possibly can to prepare them, and then ultimately help them find a local pro for them. So, you know, the whole goal of ImproveNet is just to give them that information. And that's where we're at today in you know, 2019. Everyone wants information. Everyone wants to have that kind of control and sense of awareness of what they're about to get into and how they're going to control the project and the process itself. So the calculators are there to just help homeowners, before they even talk to a contractor, give them a general idea of what they might spend. You know, a lot of times when before you might have to remodel your bathroom or your kitchen, it's not really about if you want to or not. Sometimes it's just about, can we afford to? And you know, you got to find that out. You got to talk to a contractor. But the first step is to do some of your own research. And that's what we can offer on ImproveNet, some of that information.
Yeah, and we're going to link out in the podcast the actual before and after cost estimates of the story that we're talking about today. But I want to close by asking, you know, you touched on a little bit there. With the economy going really well, is now the time to do these kinds of projects? Or is there an ebb and flow in terms of the best time to do these things with the economy?
This is actually one of my favorite topics to talk about because, you know, and I know that we're wrapping up here, but around the recession of 2008, 9, 10, 11, people were asking me the same kind of question: is now the right time to renovate, to fix, to buy? What are we talking about here? And it's actually ImproveNet, CraftJack, it's a great business anytime. on the economy, because either we're in a great economy and people are buying and selling houses, and anytime you're buying a house or even selling for that matter, you're going to oftentimes want to fix up some of the neglected areas, some things that you want to customize and make them your own. And in a downward economy, instead of buying and taking that kind of financial risk, you're going to fix up and remain in the house that you have today. So in either economic climates, you're going to be finding local contractors to help remodel, renovate, fix up, and just touch up in the latest trends within your house. So honestly, like, our service is great all year round, any kind of a climate. So.
Yeah, no, great having you on this morning. You've got me excited to start a project today, so we appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. You know where to find us.
All right. Noah Mishkin, the founder of KraftJack, the parent company of ImprovedNet. You can find more online at ImprovedNet.com, and you can also head over to KraftJack, KraftJack.com.